Y-O on the radio. This is Thursday, February 18th, 2016. Thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the talent and the opportunity to do this show. Today, we're going to do my favorite sport of them all. You know, well, high school might be right underneath. There ain't nothing like college basketball to me. And we're going from end to beginning college hoops. And we're going to talk about last night's action. And then we're going to talk about the bubble outlook. Rolling. Last night, hey, biggest rivalry in college basketball. Not even close. Close Duke and Carolina. And it was another good one as Duke found a way to nip North Carolina at Chapel Hill. 74-73, Grayson Allen had 23 points. Brandon Ingram had 20 and 10 game, 20 points, 10 rebounds. And Luke Kennard, the big three, put Duke up. And this offset one brilliant performance by Bryce Johnson, 29 points, 19 rebounds. He was 13 of 17 from the field. If I have a player that's 13 or 17, he didn't shoot enough. And that's what happened with Carolina as their guards kept shooting at the end. Marcus Page and Joe Berry, and combined, they went 4 for 22 from the field. Ladies and gentlemen, you will hear a common theme. The guards stink. That's what you're going to keep on hearing. Throughout this panel. Matter of fact, I'm going to say right now, the NCAA tournament is going to be based on which guards stink less, because that seems to be what is going to get people over, because, man, you got some awful backcourt play in the NCAA last night. All right. In Philadelphia, talking about how good they were going to have basketball last night. They definitely did. Hey, Dayton came into West Philly going up against St. Joseph. St. Joseph took them out 79-70. DeAndre Bembry, boy, if you don't know who this guy is, pay attention. He's going to be a draft pick in the NBA. Don't know how high he's going to be. I don't know if he's even going to leave this season. He is a good one. When he had 16 points, 13 rebounds, Isaiah Miles at 12 points, 12 rebounds. Charles Cook led the way with Dayton with 19. Got to give St. Joe some credit. They have had a very, very good year. I don't know if people really recognize how good of a year they talk about it a little bit later, but man, St. Joseph has one big time year this season. About the upset of the night. Not in Lubbock, Texas. We'll get to that in a little bit. But what about State College? Yay. Are you kidding me? Penn State upset Iowa, 79-75. I didn't see that coming. Brandon Taylor had 18 points and 9 rebounds. Chip Gardner had 18 points as well. Peter Joke, he led the way with everybody. But he had 28 for Iowa. Jared Udolph had, and they opened the way for somebody. We'll pay attention to that in a second. The other big-time game in Philadelphia. Yeah. Villanova playing a Big Five game against Temple, and they wore Temple out. Ooh, I was not looking for that one at all. Oh, 83-67, Villanova rolled over them. How about Jalen Brunson? Ooh, you talk about a smooth freshman. Then how about 25 points in 3 minutes? Ouch! Doing the thing. Daniel Ochafu with 16 points, 9 rebounds. They were led by Trey Lowe. He had 21 off of the bench. Quentin DeCozy, I really like. Held to 10 points by Villanova. They rock and roll, got it done in this one. This one is, what about, oh my, my forget about us in the Big East. They beat down Providence 85-74. Trevion Blue, boy, he played 23 points, led the way for Xavier last night. Providence, we know who it was Chris Dunn, 23-11 rebounds. This deal is he had 7 turnovers. The team had 15, he had 7 of them. So, Xavier, keep on rolling. Over there in the ACC, you had Louisville topping Syracuse 72-58. Damon Lee, 15 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. Okawahmu had, 20 rebounds, 13 points. I don't like that dude. He just plays hard on the board, takes care of the paint, defends well. Well, really underrated over there at Louisville. For Syracuse, Jerv Cooney led the way with 19 points. Louisville snapped Syracuse 5-game winning streak. You better watch out for Syracuse. You better watch out for everything in the ACC. We're going to talk about that in a little while as well. Indiana, they pounded Nebraska 80-64. That got Indiana. They now have first place in the Big Ten all to themselves. So Troy Williams, he had 18 points. He was 8-9 from the field. And Jack McVay led the way for Nebraska with 17. Second biggest upset of the night. But that was in Lubbock, Texas. At Texas Tech Red Raiders, they upset Oklahoma Sooners, 65-63. Aaron Ross, rock and roll, 17 points. Keenan Evans had 14. Aaron Ross came off the bench, by the way. Oklahoma, they were led by Jordan Woodard, 25 points. Buddy Hyle, 16. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the Big 12. You talk about a question mark. Jeez. Miami, they took care of business. They drilled Virginia Tech 65-49. Angel Rodriguez with 14 points for Virginia Tech. Justin Robinson led them with 12 points off the bench. He was the only guy in double figures last night. How about this? Virginia Tech shot less than 30% from the field in that one. Are you kidding me? That's how you have 49 points in a college game that now has a 30-second shot clock. 49 points. Unbelievable. Arizona, they just flat-out embarrassed Arizona State last night, 99-61. Hanzo Trader, 20 points. He only played 4 minutes. And then my man Dylan rested. He had 16 points. 17 minutes, came off the bench to do it too. Do for Arizona State. Obina Alika had 15.7 rebounds over there. It happened last night, as we said. Look, ACC, that just became jumbled up. Big Ten, they jumbled themselves a little bit, but hey, their Indiana lost from being jumbled all over again. Jim, you had the A-10. Tim saying, hey, we got a race coming down the stretch. Pretty much everybody has it coming down the stretch in their conference, and we're going to go over them right now. We're going to go over the bubble look primarily, and along the way, we're going to talk about the standing in the conference. All right, we're going to start out in the America Athletic Conference. Hey, now, the RPI rankings are from Tuesday, so they've changed probably if they've played since the last time. Meanwhile, remember, the RPI, they're from Tuesday. All right, hey, what about Temple? They come up, they got blasted last night, but they lead the America Athletic Conference. They are 10-3. They're 10-3 over there. 16-9 overall. Their RPI is 67. That may have, and that probably dropped losing to Villanova. You got to wonder, what do they have to win? Even though they're winning their division, even though they're winning their conference, do they have to win the conference tournament just to make the NCAAs? How awful would that be for the American Athletic Conference? That'll be rough. You also have SMU. They're number two at 9-3 in the conference. They're tied in a loss column, and then you have Cincinnati at 9-4, Connecticut at 8-4. Or you got Houston right there at 9-5, and Tulsa at 8-5. A lot of stuff that's jumbled up there. UConn, they're 43. Their RPI is 43. Tulsa has an RPI of 48, and Cincinnati has an RPI of 59. And we already talked about Temple with 67. So not anybody is looking really good in that conference right now. They are going to have to – it is going to be an all-out brawl to get to that conference championship so they can automatically get in. Because right now, I don't think anybody is. And I think they all got to work and do the best they can, and then they got to see what these other conferences do. But right now, I only see one for sure team in. That's whoever wins the conference championship. That might be bad. That's how it is in that conference right now. In the Atlantic 10 Conference. Last night, what did we just say? St. Joseph beat Dayton. Us. Now, St. Joe and Dayton, they're in a three-way tie with BCU. Well, first in the 8-10. Then you have St. Bonaventure at 9-4 in the conference. You have GW 8-5, and then you have Davidson 7-6. All right, now in the A-10, Dayton, they're pretty much in. They're 21-4 right now. Now, even with the loss to St. Joe, they are solid in their RPI. They are good to go. Meanwhile, St. Joseph, with their win last night, they're probably in. They were 29th on Tuesday. That has definitely gone up, and I believe they will be in. St. Bonaventure, I pretty much think they'll be in. They're at 33 right now. They should be in. Now, the ones who are on the bubble, GW and VCU. You remember that game we saw earlier this season? Ooh, nice game. GW, they have an RPI of 50. They are 19-7. Right now. They need to get some victories behind them. VCU, surprisingly, also 19-7. They need to get some victories with them. But they're 11-2 in the conference. Again, three-way tie. Got to think, well, wait a minute. Got to be some leeway here. If they win the conference, don't they have some measure of, you know, leniency, even if they don't win the tournament? We'll see if it happens. I don't know if it will happen. We'll see. We will see. ACC. All right. Last night, like we said, Duke beat North Carolina. Now we have an all-out, flat-out brawl, fight, scratch for all the marbles in the ACC. Last night, with North Carolina's loss and Miami's win, there's now a tie up top of the ACC. North Carolina and Miami, they're tied at 10-3. Virginia is a half game back. They're 10-4. Louisville is a game back. They're 9-4, along with Duke and Notre Dame. And then you have Clemson, a game and a half back. They're 9-5. In other words, ACC is as close as the green in the woods. They are coming up here. They're going down the stretch. North Carolina thought they had it down. Couldn't get it done at home last night. They are struggling. Nobody's saying anything. They are struggling. They thought they got past the struggle against Pitt. I am telling you, they are not. They just flat out, their guards, again, horrible. Marcus Paige can't make any jumpers. He's been in a slump all season long. Joel Berry hasn't been able to get it going recently, and thus they are struggling. But if you look at the bubble, you know they're in. They still might be a number one seed. Miami, though, is coming right along with them. They might take that number one seed away from North Carolina. And then you got UVA. They could take the number one seed out of that as well. So right now, the ACC all jumbled up, all confused. Last night, I believe Duke is now in. They were EPI on Tuesday. They should be good. I believe Notre Dame is good as well. They're 19th. The ones on the bubble, hey, Syracuse, they're 37. You got to give them credit. They played a heck of a schedule. They're 18-9 right now. They got whipped up pretty nice last night against Louisville. But this team can definitely get down with you. Pitt, they have an RPI of 41. One, and boy, North Carolina handed to them on Sunday. And then you have Florida State at 52. They got some miles they got to go catch up here. They looked really good for a while. 5 in a row, lose 4 in a row, win 3 in a row, lose 4 in a row. Bro, they're a team of streaks, and they're going to have to get some consistency in order to get through this one here. Then Clemson is over here at 87. They just really, they didn't play too much of a non-competition, but they are 9-5, 16-10 overall. Don't sleep on them right now. They're not that bad. They really started getting better in the conference. And again, they are 9-5 in the ACC, 16-10 overall. The Big East. I don't know why people keep on saying this conference is yuck or ill or anything of the above. They're not the old Big East. They're not that bad. You look at these RPI, you're like, man, they get no respect. First of all, we know Villanova and Xavier, they are good to go. And you can see by last night's game, Villanova, they looked wonderful last night. Right? I had them number 2 in my preseason rankings, and I don't think there's nothing all year that's changed my mind with that group. They look really good. Xavier just ran through Providence. They look really good. Trayvon Bluetooth, what a player. He gets it done. But in the Big East, after those two, boy, you can say they might not get another team in there. Providence, they are free falling. They were 39 on the RPI on Tuesday. They lost last night. Chris Dunn, he's getting it done. But now you have Ben Bentel, who's struggling. Glenn Rodney Bullock, he's been inconsistent all year. And they just haven't gotten it done lately. They have lost, 5 out of their last 6 games? They are free-falling right now in the Big East. Excuse me. You know, if you look at them right now, 7-7, they're 19-8, but they got to get some wins going together in order to make this tournament run. Seton Hall, they're the surprise team, 8-5 in the conference. Villanova, they're leading it, 12-1 in the conference. Xavier, they're 11-3 in the conference. And Seton Hall, 8-5 in the conference. Even a bigger surprise, Creighton, 8-6 in the conference. Then you have Providence, Butler, and Georgetown, all 7-7. I have no idea what is up with the Hoyas. We'll get on that another day. Not today, but we'll get on that another day. And then you have Butler, 18-8 right now. They have an RPI of 64. You got Seton Hall with an RPI of 49, and one that's really low, Creighton, with 81. But we'll see. I don't know if Creighton has some upsets in them or not, but we'll see coming down the stretch. Heck, I even like Marquette They're 5-8 in the conference. They're 16-10. They're really really tough there. In the Big Ten, you have three teams that already signed a ticket. Just signed the ticket. Maryland, Iowa, Michigan State, signed the ticket. I know who's on top of the Big Ten. Signed the ticket for those guys. Guys, I know Indiana is now 11-3, and they are tied with the lead for Iowa at 11-3. Then you have Maryland get half game behind, 10-3. Then you have Wisconsin. What a job that team! They have losing Ryan in the middle of season, a third of the way in the season, and picked up the pieces. 8-4 in the conference, 16-9 overall. They are not playing badly at all. They have an RPI on Tuesday with 44, and they're really going after it. I believe Purdue is in. They're 9-5, 21-6 overall. I think they're in. Michigan, on the other hand, I don't know. They're also 9-5 in the conference, 18-8 overall. They have RPI of 51. Don't know if they're going to slide in or not. That'll be really sticky. See the deal right there. Man, this conference, you just roll it out there. You don't know what you're going to get with this conference right now. Hey, you got four teams. They are in lock the door, hide the key. Kansas, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. Those guys are pretty much in. Kansas leads the way. They're 10-3. West Virginia's 9-4. And Oklahoma's tied for third, 8-5. They're tied for third with Baylor, is also 8-5. And Texas, they're also 8-5 as well. Then you have Iowa State, who's surprising at 7-6. And bubble teams. Iowa State, I believe, is in, even though they keep on falling off. They have an RPI of 15. They should be good. Texas has an RPI of 20. They should be good. 21, excuse me. They should be good. Baylor has an RPI of 30. I believe they'll be good. Texas Tech. Oh, my goodness. Tubby Smith is making a run with this squad. Are you kidding me? They had an RPI of 31. One on Tuesday, they come up and they beat the number 3 Oklahoma Sooners. So you know that shot up. And let's see if Tubby can get it done, man. He's really, really, he's still getting it done over there. That's amazing. In the Pac-12, Oregon, they're the only ones who have a sure thing here. And the Pac-12 is, as we'll see why in just a second, even though Arizona, we might as well say Arizona's good right now. Even though they have an RPI at 25, they should be good. They whipped up on Arizona State yesterday, and I think they're good. Oregon is 9-4, they're half game back. Then you have USC and Utah, tied at 8-5 game half back. In the conference, California, 7-5. Then you have Colorado at 8-6. Washington, 7-6. I even have to talk about Oregon State at 6-7 and UCLA at 5-7. Even Stanford's 5-7. The reason I'm going here, you'll see why in just a second. I said Oregon's the only team with a sure thing. Well, that's the truth. Then you have Utah with an RPI of 17, and you have USC with an RPI of 22. You have Cal with an RPI of 23. And you had Arizona with an RPI of 25. Colorado with an RPI of 27. Wait a minute. That's five teams with an RPI below 30. We're not even including Oregon. That's six teams. And we haven't even gone ahead yet. Oregon, they're right at 35. Yeah, I know their record's 6-7 in the conference. I know the deal. Washington is at number 60. Man, if they could just get some consistency from anybody but their freshmen. Their freshmen, of course, going to be inconsistent. And Andrews is going to be consistent being a senior, but they haven't gotten too much from anybody else all year long. Their RPI is 60. UCLA, they should be ashamed of themselves. RPI is 63. They should be much better than that. They have lost a lot of close games. And saw them the other night against Arizona, had to lead most of the way against them at Arizona. And the Wildcats took them out at the end. So I don't think UCLA is going to make it unless they win the Pac-12 conference tournament. In the SEC, you have not a clear shot for anybody. Oh, that. I mean, pretty much Kentucky. If go through the list. Kentucky, they're leading the SEC. They're 9-3. Half game behind them is LSU, 9-4. You have South Carolina, Texas A&M, Florida. They're all 8-5. So they're all a game and a half back. And then you have Alabama, Georgia, Vanderbilt, 7-6. Okay, so you got all these teams jumbled up. Look, Kentucky, they're probably in. They got RPI at 13, they're probably in. They would really have to fall off to fall out. Then you have Texas A&M. They have an RPI at 24. They're pretty much good. I even think that South Carolina's pretty good. Good RPI of 26. And they're 17-9, but they're going to have to make some inroads in the in the upcoming schedule. Same thing with Alabama. They have an RPI of 34. Big-time victory last night. Beat LSU at LSU. Avery Johnson. If you didn't think he could coach, you might want to rethink that. You can't name two dudes on the Alabama team right now. They're 16-9 in the SEC. You look at the Vanderbilt, they have an RPI of 54, which is low, and then you have LSU with an RPI of 70, and they are half game back in the SEC. See, they better get hot, because if they don't get hot, they will not make it, even though they have the name guy. They are the only team that goes on name recognition right now. Everybody knows who Ben Simmons is, but if he's going to be able to translate late, them getting a tournament run, they're going to have to get hot down the stretch here. Saw them last night. Yeah, I know. I know everybody who expected me to just be glued to the Duke-North Carolina game. But, hey, when you go to a sports bar, you see more than one game. Look, Antonio Blake, dude, you got to wake up. When you play well, LSU plays well. Last night he didn't play well. Therefore, LSU lost. LSU Tigers, they got to get both of their freshmen going. Blakeney is a better pure scorer than Ben Simmons. And give him the rock, make him do his thing. You know Ben Simmons, he can do his thing regardless. He just snatched the ball off the rim and bring the ball up the court and distribute or go to the rack. He can do that. Antonio Blakeney can as well, but he's not a rebounder per se. They got to get that kid involved. Hey, last night, LSU, they didn't play a bad game outside of Blake. All right. Well, Monday, we might be in the evening. We might be in the morning, but we're going to plan it for the morning, 9 o'clock on Monday, until otherwise known. It is toodaloo, and bye-bye.